I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Threats of violence are still hanging over Iraq's believers, now a couple days into 2014. They were punctuated by a Christmas Day bombing and several nonspecific Facebook threats. Open Doors' David Curry calls it like it is.
This is a giant spiritual struggle here. We need to be praying for these believers. We need to be supporting them. I would be thrilled if Christians in the West knew what was happening and cared on a deep enough level to pray every day.
Even under terror threat, people are coming to Christ.
We need to pray for the spiritual part of that, that we lift them up, that we ask God to protect them.
Next, home expansion might top the New Year's resolution list for some, but for the India field director of Far Corners Missions, it's more than a desire. Expansion is a necessity. Far Corners' Gary Bishop explains.
They now have 39 children, besides their own children, living in their home. They're obviously bursting out at the seams.
Far Corners is building an orphanage near the director's home. When finished, it'll house up to 250 kids. For $25, you can buy a door or window for the facility. We'll connect you at our website. Pray this project shines God's love and salvation to the surrounding community. And did you know coffee can save someone's life? In Ethiopia, coffee's been a lifesaver for many. Food for the Hungry sent teams to teach villagers how to grow crops. Being able to harvest and sell coffee gives families an income and a tasty drink to share. Because of coffee, village communities are growing closer together. You can find the full story at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blast. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to our new website, missionnetworknews.org. It's under the news section. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.